I'm very happy now to welcome back to the Radio Cafe Jerry Wellman. He's with Axel Contemporary Mobile Gallery. He's co-founder, artistic director, and there's an opening this coming Friday from 5 to 7 in the rail yard by the Farmers Market of a show called Not This, Not That.
That's right.
And it is basically, I mean, your gallery is a delivery van converted into an art gallery. It's a wonderful small space that transforms itself into sort of almost unrecognizable permutations of itself. This time, you were having an absolutely minimalist, clean, clear space that some might say has nothing in it.
You could say that, but when you're talking about nothing, what is nothing? That's the question. It's not this, it's not that. What is it? Physicists are dealing with nothing. How do you define it? What is it?
Is Artists? There such a thing as nothing?
Yeah. Is there such a thing as nothing? Are we? I just went recently heard Alan Lightman, a physicist, who was discussing physics and God, which was at the Santa Fe Institute. It was wonderful. And I was just mentioning physics and scientists dealing with the problem of what is nothing. Obviously, theologists and spiritual people and religious people have to deal with what is nothing too. It's a big question.
And so, I mean, there's this very famous piece by John Cage, which is somebody sits down at their instrument and doesn't play it for a set period of time and then stands up and walks off. And some people love it. Some people think it's totally cheap. And it's been discussed for I don't know how many decades, but this reminds me of that.
Interestingly, though a lot of people think about it as Cage doing nothing, it really isn't. It's all the sounds that happen. So where's nothing there?
Right. Yeah, so in the room there's people breathing and people inevitably opening cough drop wrappers and that kind of thing. But the question, I guess, that a lot of people have is, why is that interesting? Is that interesting? Why do I have to pay money to be in a space and listen to that? I could do that at home.
That's funny. One of the things on our website is we say there's a place on the... Well, we created a website specific for this show, and it's called Not This, Not That, 2015.com. And on the website, there's a whole bunch of quotes by physicists, artists, poets, musicians, all about nothing, and philosophers. And on there, there is a place in which you can donate money. How much is nothing worth to you?
Have you gotten any donations?
Not yet, but I mean, it's the whole idea. Why is nothing interesting? Pythagoras, the mathematician, zero bothered him so much that he refused to talk about it. Because he couldn't deal with zero. He couldn't deal with nothing. Of course, he made all the people who studied with him were not allowed to eat beans. I don't know if you knew that or not.
How deeply do we want to go?
But let's go back to nothing.
Yes. So, this is basically an opening, and it will be all around town as all your other shows are.
Right. You go on the web, our Axel Contemporary, the axelart.com website. It'll tell you where it is. We also created a catalog, which will be available at the opening, or you can order it online.
Which is full of blank pages.
Oh, you gave it away.
Oh, do you want me not to?
No, that's great. It's a catalog filled with blank pages.
It's a beautiful thing. And actually, I was looking at that catalog and thinking, if I had that, would I fill it?
There you go. I think the whole notion of this exhibition is, as good art should be, a place for you to think, a place for you to ponder.
Jerry Wellman is co-founder of Axel Contemporary, which is on the web at axelart.com, AXLEART. Jerry Wellman, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
And by the way, people can go to the notthisnotthat2015.com, notthisnotthat2015.com website and add your comments about nothing, or maybe just say nothing.